BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I know we have a lot of new listeners to this podcast today because we continue the saga of Lisa and Steve, our listeners who have moved out of the friend zone into a relationship. On this podcast today, we have two Lisa and Steve updates.
BBC Radio 1.
It's time for...
There can be miracles, Lisa and Steve. Though they are mates, they could be mated.
I'm still not comfortable with that.
Who knows what will become, Lisa and Steve. If we believe, somehow.
Say what you want, Mills, but it's getting a lot of love, that.
Mel's been on Twitter saying that awkward moment when you start singing There Can Be Miracles, Lisa and Steve in the middle of Tesco.
I think it's going to be a sad day when that theme tune can no longer be used.
I know, it's only a few days now. Loads of people on my Twitter last night, including blokes like, England might be playing, but I'm still thinking, how are Lisa and Steve?
Yeah.
People thinking about it all last night. Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. You right?
Yeah, really good. So, how was your date last night?
It was really good. Probably my favourite one so far.
So you organised this date, didn't you?
Yeah. And then obviously you wanted to watch the football. And then he texted me after work and I said, oh, you know, where did you want to watch the football? And he was like, oh, no, it's your day, so you can decide. He's like, it's okay, we don't have to watch the football. And I was like, oh, no, I'm happy to if you want to. And he was like, no, we'll stick to the original plan. We'll go for a drink.
Bless!
I know. I was like, oh, bless you. But we did, because we both got Sky Sports on our phone, so we did have to have a look a few times. But, yeah, we stuck to the original plan, had a drink, so...
Ooh, Sky Sports on their phones.
You're a keeper. So he got to see some of the football?
Yeah, well, we were following it, yeah.
Mm. That's quite a good compromise, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
What kind of drinks then? Was it sort of cocktails?
No, we did go to a cocktail bar, but because obviously we both have work the next day, and we don't drink midweek, but it was a bit weird, actually, because when we got there, I was, like, dying to go to the toilet. So I just gave him my bank card and my PIN number and told him to get the drinks.
Wow, that's...
I know. I was like, wow.
That's very bold. Mm.
But I think, you know those boyfriends that are feeders?
Yes.
And they try and fatten you up. I think he's going to be one of them, because I always ask for Diet Coke, but he always gets me full fat.
Oh, I hate that.
He claims it's better for you, but I just think he's a feeder.
Yeah, it's like Fern Cotton, like always making a cake, never eating them. Go on, have some. Go on. So just so all the other Radio 1 DJs can be fatter than her. It's true. So we're over halfway through. We're day 5 now of our 7-day experiment. And you think it's going well?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's getting better as each day comes on. So
here's a question for you. What have you learnt about him? What new stuff have you learnt about him?
Or did you know already because you're such good mates?
I don't know. I can't think of anything really that came up that was...
Did he perform any magic?
Mm. Any magic?
No.
Oh, hang on a minute.
What?
He did try and get me to guess a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
And then I said, okay. And he said, don't tell me what it is. I was like, right, okay. And then he said... Is it number 7? And I went, no, it's number 4. He's like, oh, damn it.
Rubbish.
That failed.
Sorry.
So, Chris actually called Steve off air after the show yesterday evening.
Really?
Yeah, and told him that he should do some magic. And that's the trick that Chris always pulls out. And normally, people do say 7, but not on this occasion, obviously.
In fact, I've got to point out with that trick. I've been told before that people will always choose 7, and very rarely does it actually happen.
Oh, I thought it happened all the time.
Well, that's what's meant to happen. I was.
Did you tell him to say seven?
Yeah.
Oh, see, because I said to him, I said, I was obviously going to go for four because it's my favourite number. And he was like, oh, yeah. So then I was like, why did you say seven? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I was like, okay, then.
I informed him badly okay. there. That's yeah, my fault.
That's your fault.
Sorry.
At least he tried it.
Mm.
Kieran off of Scotland says, though they are mates, they could be mating, is a genius lyric. Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
And also, we've got Tom in Folkestone, who's DJing Kent Uni Freshers. He's definitely going to end the night on it, the Lisa and Steve theme tune. So I'm just getting an update here from Lisa, off of Lisa and Steve. Have you ever done a quiz about relationships?
No.
Right, I do them all the time. And girls, okay. I thought girls did them all the time.
No.
Okay, well, do you fancy doing one now? It's called Is He More Than Just a Friend quiz.
Right, okay.
It's something I've found.
I'm sorry, I need to butt in here. Where do you get these? What do you mean you do these quizzes? What's this quiz?
They're always in the back of magazines.
Oh, you mean like girl magazines?
Right.
All right, Mills.
Okay, right, so just bear with me, okay? It's A, B or C, so it's easy to do.
Right.
It's the Is He More Than Just a Friend quiz. Okay, ready?
Right.
You've been friends for... A, a couple of weeks, you're still getting to know each other. B, so long you can't remember how you met. Or C, a few months, ever since summer camp.
B,
so long you can't remember
how you met. I need to butt in here. The reason you're doing this quiz is why? You think this will help find out stuff about their relationship?
Yeah, you either get mostly A's, mostly B's or mostly C's, and then you can work out if he's more than just a friend. Doesn't everyone
okay.
do these?
No, I certainly don't.
Next one. When it comes to your Facebook wall, he is A, all over it, leaving you cute notes and inside jokes. B, can't be found. C, acts like a douchebag.
B.
Can't be found. Oh, right, he's not ever on it.
No, he doesn't really go on it very much, no.
What's the last compliment he gave you? A, you twerk better than Miley. B, you're super cool. Or C, nice bangs.
What? What does that mean?
I got this one in America.
Okay.
I'm not going to go for C just because it's quite funny.
He said nice bangs to you before.
No, I don't know.
So I just put C anyway. No,
well, he hasn't done A.
All right, just put C. It's fine. When he's with his friends from the baseball team, does he A, always run over to say hi, B, nods at you but his attention stays on the other ballers, or C... barely looks up.
I'm not sure this quiz is relevant to this situation, Scott.
Just A, B or C, please.
A.
Always runs over to say hi.
Okay, so how do you work this out? You've got some kind of coding system, have you?
B. Oh, that's confusing. Hang on. Right there. Okay, it says, you're totally BFFs, don't complicate things. Oh. You got mostly Bs, see, and that's what it says for mostly Bs.
Okay.
Oh, that's the complicated science behind it.
Yes.
You get mostly Bs, so you answer two of them with B, then suddenly you're totally BF. Right. Okay. This is very scientific, isn't it?
Do you want to know what the others were, the mostly A's?
Yeah, go on.
You guys are made for each other. You should daft take them to the prom.
Hang on a second. No, that makes no sense. So you guys are made for each other. If she answered A to all those questions, the compliment that he gave would have been that she twerks better than Miley.
Yes.
When he with his friends from the baseball team.
Look, this is clearly for 16-year-old girls, okay?
Okay.
Which neither of us are.
No, I know, but neither am I. But, like, still like to read the magazine.
So
what's wrong with that?
Out of interest, if she'd put C, which she did do once.
C, mostly C's. Wow, what a super douche. Kick him to the curb, girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, I don't know what's more disturbing, this quiz or the fact that you read it.
No, it's probably not that relevant to you, but probably your American equivalent.
Okay.
Do you think? Yeah, for like Lauren and Brody, it would be fabulous.
Yeah.
Not so much for Lisa and Steve from Dorset.
No.
I've also got another one if you're interested. Which member of One Direction is your love match? Do you want to do that one or should we not bother?
No, we can do. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think we need to do this.
Again, it's not really relevant.
No. Good. Well, really nice to speak to you. What's happening tonight?
Yeah. I don't know. I think his sister wanted to do a double date. But he really wants to watch his favourite film because I've never seen it. I think it's Face Off or something. I've never heard of it. he really wants to watch that. And I said, okay,
I'm sorry, what's it called? I'm going to quickly Google.
Hang on a second. Face Off is his favourite film of all time.
I don't think it's of all time. He just really likes it.
Sorry. It is good.
Is it not very good?
No, it is good. But I just like it that it's in one of his favourites. I don't know why it's funny. It's a proper lad's film, I think.
But he wants me to watch it because I haven't seen it. And then I said, okay, but then we have to watch my favourite film.
Which
but he
is?
Won't watch my favourite. Beauty and the Beast.
I think you're spot on here. I think insist on that. I think if he's going to watch his favourite film, you watch Beauty and the Beast.
Watch
together.
One after the other tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that, but he was like, oh, I don't know, because they're quite long. I was like, well, I'd have to come around earlier then.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'll have a word. Don't worry about that.
Anyway, Lisa, good to speak to you.
Yeah, and you.
And what we're going to do is we'll speak to Steve in a bit separately, see what's going on.
Okay, cool.
Love you, bye. Speak to you tomorrow.
All right, love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. In the Live Lounge, later this month, as part of Even More Music Month, where we do a Live Lounge every single day. Sidebar, we've already recorded it.
Still don't understand that.
I saw Alice Levine yesterday telling people that use Sidebar in their conversations to get a grip. Mm. Now, I've done this on air, and it was my new favourite thing for about 2 days, which is quite a long time for me, because I've got no attention span. But I just want to say to Alistair Keane that it's not me, it's Justin Timberlake doing it. But so, lol that she's met somebody else that actually does that in real life.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of people is she hanging out with?
Well, it's definitely loads of... As soon as you say it, loads of people start texting in sidebar, whatever. Mm. For the sidebar, I think it's a bad idea.
You try it again, go on.
I just did.
Do it. No, you said for the sidebar. It's not. No, you just go sidebar and then say something else.
Sidebar? I think it's an awful
idea. No, you say something and then you say sidebar. You sidebar it. So let's say, say something about Lisa and Steve.
Lisa and Steve are going to be on later with another update. Sidebar. I think the sidebar thing is really annoying and I don't understand it.
You almost got it there, though, ironically, when you were slagging the sidebar off. You kind of, that's the nearest you've got so far.
Right. Okay.
Justin Timberlake in the Live Lounge later this month. A lot of people planning the lunch breaks around the Lisa and Steve update. That's going to be at 1:45. We'll speak to Lisa first of all. It was her turn to arrange the date last night. And last time we heard, they were going for a few drinks and he was wanting to watch the football.
I think this is a really good idea doing it separately.
I do as well now.
Because we're going to find out hopefully a bit more.
Yeah, like exactly what we think. Mm. Because when you're both on together, you're not going to say it, are you?
No.
Good that we worked that out on day 5.
Yep, good.
The Scott Mills Daily. Steve.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Do you mind if I play the theme tune again, Steve?
Absolutely not.
Are you loving it now?
Absolutely loving it, it's brilliant.
Okay. All right, here it is. Sway. There can be miracles, Lisa and Steve. Get my lighter out. Though they are mates, they could be mating. Together now. It's time for Lisa and Steve. So, Steve, how'd it go last night?
Yeah, it was really good. She came to mine, and then I just finished watching the first half of the football.
Yeah, she said, because we've already spoken to Lisa earlier on in the show, she says that you were quite the gent. Like, you kept checking the football on your phone, but apart from that, you weren't in a pub with the football on, which is a good bit of give and take there, really.
Yeah, I thought I couldn't make her watch the whole game. So I was first half at home, and then she came over, we went to a nice bar on the beach.
And can I ask, why do you always order her a full fat Coke at the bar when she clearly asked for a diet?
Because it's better for her to have normal sugar than it is artificial sugar.
Oh, that's very caring of you.
Just thinking
I'm a
of her,
kind of guy.
Just thinking of her all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I understand from Lisa that it went very well last night.
Yeah, she did. She texted me saying it was the best night she'd had so far.
Yeah, she said that to me.
Good. And Steve, did you find out anything new about her?
Yeah, I found out her favourite animal was not cats, it's elephants.
Right.
So are you sending pictures of elephants to each other now? Or?
No. No, absolutely not.
How can it not be cats? I thought she's obsessed with cats.
She is obsessed with cats. It's crazy. That's why I always assumed it would be cats, but it's not.
Oh, okay. And what was your favourite animal in the combo?
Sharks.
Sure.
Of course. Boy.
Blood. Now, tonight sounds exciting because you're going to watch your favourite film of all time, Face Off.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't believe she hasn't seen it.
I know.
Do you know what, Steve? I haven't seen it, but I did see her point when she said, well, if she's got to watch your favourite film, then you should have to watch hers.
Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, I'm not keen. It's a Disney film. I'm not keen on Beauty and the Beast.
Well, I think that if you're watching Face Off, where John Travolta's face gets replaced by Nicolas Cage's, then you should let her have a girly moment and watch Beauty and the Beast with you, one after the other.
Yeah, but I didn't watch all the football last night, so that's always got to count.
No, that Steve, was a, se- that was a separate now, night, Steve. Don't, in all honesty, mate, I think you're just going to have to let this one slide. Beauty and the Beast won't be the longest film. It's Disney.
True.
It's for kids.
That is true. I have seen it before, so.
Right.
And, Steve, do you remember I called you before your date last night?
Yes, you did.
This was off-air, a man-to-man pep talk.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a bit of advice.
I'd love to have a pep talk off you about relationships.
Just before your date?
Yeah, I mean, that would be make it all worthwhile. Anyway.
And, Steve, I gave you some tips from, it's one of my favourite books called The Game.
Yeah.
Which you've read as well, apparently, Steve.
I have read it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he was actually already ahead on most of these things, but The Game is like a guide to picking up women.
Yeah, like you can get any girl, apparently, if you follow the tips in The Game.
Yeah, and I thought it might just help progress your date a little bit. So we talked about a couple of things that you could do on the date, didn't we?
We did.
So one of them was to give her a slight negative comment, a neg.
Yeah.
It was like a backhanded compliment.
Mm.
It is, yeah.
Did you do that, or...?
I didn't get that one in, no, unfortunately. I didn't see the opportunity to get that one in.
She said something about her hair, like, yeah, I like it long, but it would look better up.
The other thing we talked about was you stopping the conversation and just seeing if she starts it up again, you know, to see if she's really interested.
Did you do that?
I did do that.
And she did?
She did, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, right. And then the third thing, I suggested that you did a magic trick.
Yeah.
Now, you weren't keen on learning a magic trick for yourself, so I gave you one.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I'd have time to learn a whole magic trick.
Yeah.
But this one has worked for you in the past, Chris?
It's one of those, it's meant to work, but it seems to rarely.
Has it ever worked for you?
Actually worked.
Ever worked for you?
I think once.
Right, okay.
So the magic trick was you ask her to pick a number between 1 and 10. The theory is most people would say 7. And she chose 4.
He did, yeah.
Fail.
It was a massive fail. I was like, oh.
Sorry about that, mate.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Yeah, didn't go as well as I hoped it would.
So, movie night tonight, Face Off and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to watch first? I'd get the Beauty and the Beast out of the way, to be honest.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, then you can relax and enjoy Nicolas Cage swapping faces with John Travolta.
But the thing is, you're doing the movies at one of your houses tonight, I take it.
Yeah, it'll be at my place, yeah.
Oh, right. Now, has she been to your place yet? She has, hasn't she? Because she met your
mother. Yeah, a couple of times, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about this tomorrow. I mean, I know you don't have Twitter, but if you did, the reaction is ridiculous. Have you seen it on Lisa's?
Yeah, when we were out, and like, last night, we were out for a couple of hours, and she had like 80 new followers in that short space of time.
People can't stop thinking about it and what's happening in the day of an evening.
I know, I never thought it'd go this crazy. It's insane.
I know. Well, listen, we'll speak to you tomorrow, and good luck with movie night tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve, off of Lisa and Steve.
Cheers, guys.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I heard a little bit of the review show with Edith last night, and it was the most popular track. It won.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
I think it could be huge. I genuinely do. I think this is one to really get behind.
I don't think you can buy it, though, at the moment.
Can you not?
No, I don't think you can. Because if you could, then it would be number one already. Katy Perry would be blasted
that.
Out the water.
Imagine that got to number one.
Now, I'm not responsible for this. I just played it to you. It already got like, what, 10 million?
Yeah.
But this is the chorus, basically, if you've not heard it already. It's called The Fox.
What does the fox say?
You get the idea now?
The fox say,
It's now going to be in your head for the rest of the afternoon. Sorry. It's by Ylvis. They're off of Norway, obviously. I'd love it to be here, I really would.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Real or No Real is just you and me today. I'm ready for it, are you?
I'm ready.
And it's a lot about music artists because it's even more Music Month.
At an Arctic Monkeys gig in 2009, four people used a rubber dinghy to crowd surf their way over the crowd, rowing using real oars.
Oh, I think I remember this.
Oh, well, that would suggest it's real then. You've just given me a massive...
Well, or is it?
But you know what? You read about this thing more and more now. It's sort of fancy ways of crowd surfing.
Yeah, well, because it's just been done. The normal crowd surfing is kind of like... Ooh, now, so you need to reinvent it.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's done it yet with a surfboard. Like, full on, you know.
That's
what
dangerous,
I mean?
Surely.
The best, so I don't know if it classifies as crowd surfing as well, was Macklemore.
Yes. I mean, he took it up a level.
Oh, that was...
I've yet to see, in person, a really good crowd surf.
Mm.
However... There was a big weekend, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, where I saw Beth Ditto have a damn good go at it.
Yeah.
Just in her bra and knickers. That's right.
What's the etiquette with it? Do you have to remove phone, wallet, that kind of thing? Or
apparently you're just so lost in music you wouldn't care.
Look, I think this is real.
I think it's real
on this one.
Yeah, I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Is this real or not, though?
Max George from The Wanted has had a dog flap fitted in his house so his dog can take himself for a walk on days when his owner is too hungover to get out of bed.
Oh, Max.
A dog flap.
Have you seen any of The Wanted life?
No, I haven't. No, this is where you're going to be at an advantage. This is the TV show that they did.
Max is the party boy.
Is he?
Yeah, him and Jay.
Has he got a dog?
Can't remember. It's actually quite good, even if you're not really into The Wanted. It's a good show. But they are living the dream. It's the kind of thing you'd be quite jealous of.
Is
yeah,
it?
Like, I'm fine watching it. You'd be like, how come they're living in a house in LA? How come they got all these girls round? I don't
flap.
Care, but you would really.
I just think, given that there's a cat flap, it would have happened. But I don't really hear about dog flaps. You don't really hear about dogs being allowed out on their own.
No. That'd be a damn big flap as well, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends. It could be a
half the door, isn't it?
Could be a small dog.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine Max having a small dog, though. He's going to have, like, a meaty Labrador, isn't he?
You're right.
Or a German Shepherd.
So what you
He's not going to have one of those dogs you can put in bags, is he? Max George off The Wanted. It's too much. I'm saying... Does he... Well, he does like a drink. Mm. I think I'm saying real.
Okay, well, I've just not heard of these dogs, so I'm going to say no real.
That one... is no real.
Yes. Is this real, though?
Earlier this year, the instrumental version of Tayo Cruz's song Break Your Heart was used as the official theme for the abdication of Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands.
Wow. I didn't know these things could have a theme. But he's big abroad, isn't he? He's another one of those who's massively successful abroad.
You know how I get obsessed by weird figures in the public eye?
Yeah.
One of them is Julia Gillard, the former Australian Prime Minister.
Mm.
Did you know that the other one is Queen Beatrix?
Is it?
Yeah. I, for a while, a couple of years ago...
Look how excited you are.
...fully obsessed with her.
Why?
Her hair is amazing. And the fact that even though she's the Queen, she used to drive around Amsterdam just on her bike, willy-nilly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How odd.
But she's the Queen. Imagine our Queen doing that, just getting a Boris bike and getting on it.
Queen? Okay, good.
Look her up. Can we find, okay, find a picture of Queen Beatrix and you'll see why I'm obsessed.
All right. So
or used to be.
Are we saying that she would never have Tyler Cruz as a theme show? I'm looking at her now.
I think I like the Dutch because they're lols.
Okay. this is an amazing quote.
I'm saying real.
All right. I'm going to say no real on this one.
Okay. So Queen Beatrix abdicated in a state ceremony in April. God bless her. Here it is. So this is Break Your Heart.
So it's real?
Wait. I mean, it is quite sad, a bit reflective, but yet optimistic for the future. But surely do you think it would be all trumpets and marching bands and that? Anyway.
That one is no real.
Oh, rubbish. Oh, I thought it was real. I was tricked.
But hang on. There's the new royal family that got sworn in. There was something where I think... I'm sure there was a DJ set involving Armin van Buuren for the new royal couple. Look that up. See? Maybe that's what I'm getting confused with. I'm sure there was some kind of like Reach for the Lasers light show for the new royal family being sworn in. What about this? Is this real?
Like Charles Dickens and Margaret Thatcher before him, Jason Derulo survives on just 4 hours sleep a night.
He does seem to travel around a lot, doesn't he? I mean, he's often here at Radio 1.
Yeah. He pretty much lives here. But 4 hours sleep to look that good.
I can believe this. You know, he's a hard-working man.
Yeah, pop stars don't really sleep much because, like, it might all end tomorrow. So
they've got to cram it in whilst they can.
Yeah, you know, like, tomorrow it might be who. Yeah. So you've got to just do
Jason
it while you can.
Jason DeHulo.
Yeah, Jason DeHulo. So I'm saying, for that reason, real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
Oh, yes. Do you know what? I've done well, very well today. Scott, you scored 20, I scored 40.
Oh, what? Yeah. I don't even play that often and I'm done rubbish. I'm not playing anymore. Those were all the best bits of Wednesday's show. Come back and join us tomorrow on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. We've got innuendo bingo, someone getting very wet at 1:45. If you can't listen live, then get this handy podcast. Radio.